Sisters and brothers, I just heard a news report that Power uses radio wave technology to plant surveillance software on computers globally. And if we don't think they're also using that technology as a weapon, using Nikola Tesla's research on the effects of very low frequencies on the circulatory system, we're deluding ourselves. I mean, when did they ever pass on a potential weapon? Come on. Come on. If it has the slightest potential for being a weapon, they're all over it. They want to rule, and we know this. Come on. And here in the U.S., they don't have to install transmitters on computers. We have here smart meters, quote unquote. Direct access to all our machines through our electrical systems. Which, you know, as with every way in which we're enslaved, we are paying for it ourselves, our own enslavement. Miklos counted up the ways they kill us. Why don't we? Or better yet, why don't we say enough, enough? Let's start planning an alternative. If you would know the full adult, de Tocqueville tells us, you must watch the infant in his mother's arms. And if you would know the nation, you must examine its infancy as well, he says. But let's go deeper and say that if we really want to understand the nation's prejudices and biases, we must look at its genetic predisposition, class. Class is the root of the horrors we cope with. When the sown divisions between us are given center stage, and this came up for me because I'm hearing it all the time, this attempt to pull us back in from confronting power globally to, but don't you want to heal first? Look at all that crap you got to clean up in your psyches. All the racism and sexism and homophobia. You got to get clearer. You got to heal from that before you start talking about confronting power. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. The sown divisions between us have been receiving prominence lately for a reason. A reason called resource shortages, called internet means we can move on, means this is an enormous threat this moment for power. So they are pulling every trick out of their little bag of tricks in order to deal with it. So when it's given center stage by the media, we must remember who's behind it. And of course, still stand visibly with our brothers and sisters who are being targeted by the state, whether it's gays and lesbians in Nigeria or Russia, or the people's militias in Mexico fighting the drug cartels, who the state attacks the militias, right? I mean, come on, this is straight up obvious. The state exists to keep us in our corrals. And the minute we start getting big, they are on us like white on rice. So it is the story in which division is placed that's critical. And if people don't place that division within the story called power is doing this, and that we got to deal with it. And as we deal with it, as we come together across these false divisions, we heal remarkably quick once we have our power back. Because that's the root of it, scarcity, the illusion of it, the illusion that we got to scramble against each other for a little bit of attention and notice and status and, of course, physical existence. Never forget, power will shine its garish light of wrong on sycophantic outrage, and that there's a reason they get those book deals. And film deals. I believe we have to view their boosts of division front and center before our eyes. And as an aside, what distinguishes Miklos's account is that it's not about divisions sown by power, but about power itself, unmasked. Unmasked, striding open and unapologetic. And as Goring told us, if they had won, they wouldn't have gone back into hiding. And every time their devious and demented works are exposed, whether it's giving us syphilis or sterilizing us in prison, the media steps up and tells us that this is us. We're just seeing us misguided or us, our dark side, quote unquote. And so power hides. And they don't go away. This dog just seems asleep. They still exist. They just call themselves something else. As most likely the Institute of Biological, Racial, and Evolutionary Research at Berlin Dahlem that Miklos references also did. Just called themselves something else. This is that institute that received all of Mengele's quote unquote research findings. So brothers and sisters, when they hide, we must remember, even behind scenes, they move steadily. So whether overt or covert, they know where they're going and they move toward it until we reclaim our bodies and deny their use for powers, quote unquote, research, and put them to use growing our gifts by learning from the planet. I believe we have to view their boosts of division front and center before our eyes from the perspective of the practical requirements of power in the particular moment at which we see them. And a start in this would be acknowledging that power exists, which apparently we're going to have to do this in our own conversation. Because the reality is that, call it what you will, fascist or whatever vision they're still working on, and we don't hear that discussed. It's not about money. Money's just a tool to realize Plato's vision, the Republic. So there's a lot of obvious indications of that. And we have to consider the effect of these boosts front and center before our eyes of division on our unity. Our betrayal of each other is always at the behest of power. If a film or a training, quote unquote, focuses on us as the source of the problem, while the malevolence behind scenes it ignores, it's part of power's plan, pure and simple. They want our eyes off them, which we must never do for an instant, knowing their intentions for us are malevolent. Not for an instant, except we replace their plan with one of our own invention, reinvention, return, reverse to freedom.